ॐ ज्ञानचिन्मिलन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनासलकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वापरन्तिकम् नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशधारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे। So I welcome you to the new Vedic Cultural Center. You've already received a brief introduction, but let us begin at the beginning. The Vedanta Sutra says, it begins, Atato Brahma Jidyasa Janmadayasivataha. Now that you have come to the human form of life, you should inquire into the Absolute Truth. And the Absolute Truth is defined as that which is the beginning of everything. And it is said that the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, or Brahma Sutras, is Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavat Purana, which begins with the same aphorism, Janmadiyasiyataha, and it explains that Lord Krishna is that Absolute Truth from whom everything emanates. Now, when Krishna appeared on earth 5,000 years ago, he demanded Sarva Dharman Pratityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja, that we give up all varieties of religiousness and just surrender unto him, unto Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhya ji mam namaskaru. We should engage our mind in thinking of Krishna, become his devotee, offer obeisances, and worship him. But although Krishna gave the basic instructions in the Bhagavad Gita, people could not understand his instructions or appreciate his instructions sufficiently. And therefore, he came again 500 years ago as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you've heard a little about him as well. This incarnation of Krishna is called a Channa Avatar, which means a concealed avatar or hidden avatar. Other avatars, like Das Avatar, they assert themselves as the Supreme Lord. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered a Channa avatar because he did not assert himself as the Supreme Lord, but he played the part of a devotee. And one of the Lord's names is Triyuga. Triyuga indicates that he appears in three yugas, Satva Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. But actually he does appear in Kali Yuga also, but in a disguised form as a devotee. And the significance of his coming as a devotee is that he can show us how to be devotees. It's just like in practically any subject, the teacher will give a theoretical explanation and also give a practical demonstration. Even with the alphabet, when the children are learning, the teacher will write on the board A, B, C, and by example show how to form the letters, how to form the letters into words, form the words into sentences. So, like that, Krishna, God, came as a devotee, in the role of a devotee, to show us how be devotees. Now, in the practice of bhakti yoga, there are nine main processes called Navavida Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakhyam, Atmani Vedanam. But out of these nine, three are considered most important: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Chanting, hearing, chanting, and remembering. And out of those, the most important is chanting, Kirtan. Especially in Kali Yuga. Harinam, Harinami Vakevalam. Kalana Sevana 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 Tiranita. That in Kali Yuga, one should chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Hari, Krishna. There is no other way, no other way, no other way for success in this age. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya, by his own example, showed us how to chant. And the chanting can be done in two ways. Quietly, which is called japa. And generally we have the japa mala, which helps us to concentrate, and it also allows us to keep track of how many malas we have done. And it's good to keep track. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so, his immediate followers, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they did so. Because it's a sadhana. And even if one is unable to chant, say, if for initiated devotees in our line, now, the minimum is to chant Sola Mala, 16 rounds. But even if you can't begin at that level, you can start with one or two and build up. It's like a spiritual exercise. Just like, you know, people who do exercise like push-ups or they lift weights. So in the beginning they might only be able to do like one repetition or two, but as they build up their strength they can do more. So it's the same way with chanting. It's a way of building up our spiritual strength. And the other method of chanting is kirtan, with singing often with other devotees in congregation with musical instruments. So this is the most highly recommended method in Kali Yuga. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, he desired and he predicted, Prativiteya Chedato Nagaradigram Visarvatra Pachor Vaive Marna, that in every town and village of every country of the world, my name, or Krishna's name, will be preached. And when he made that prediction 500 years ago, it seemed impossible. In fact, even practically until the time Srila Prabhupada left India and came to America in 1965, it seemed, how could this ever happen? But Srila Prabhupada did it. He was that one who was chosen by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accomplish this amazing feat. In Bombay, of course, there's an institution called Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, and I guess after the passing away of her husband, Kanayalal Munshi, so Lilavati Munshi became the head, and she organized a program at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, how the problems of the world can be solved through the Bhagavad Gita. And she invited Srila Prabhupada. She wanted him to be like to preside over the function. So before the actual program began, she had like a tea in her private quarters with Srila Prabhupada and the other sadhus who had been invited to speak. But she kept asking Srila Prabhupada, how did you do it? How did you do it? How did you get them to give up eating meat, fish, and eggs, and taking intoxicants, even coffee and tea and cigarettes? And how did you get them to shave their heads and wear dhoti kurta, and the ladies are wearing saris? How did you do it? It's like inconceivable. So this is the point I wanted to make, that it was inconceivable. How could this happen? And that was Srila Prabhupada's unique contribution. And after preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita and chanting the holy names in America for some time, he thought that he should return to India, because he saw that the Indians are wanting to imitate the Americans. So he thought, if the Indians see that the Americans have taken to Krishna consciousness, and they want to imitate the Americans, so they should imitate this. And actually, it was a successful strategy. I mean, when we first came to Bombay and we were chanting, people, literally there were people in the streets weeping that they couldn't believe that Americans and Europeans and Orientals were adopting their culture fully. Fully. So even this temple, of course, the you know, it's there in all of you, Krishna consciousness. But this, you know, is the result of Srila Prabhupada's desire and spiritual power. He gave the example of the blind man and the lame man. You know that logic, nyaya? What is it in?
Anda pango nyaya.
Yeah. Anda pango nyaya. The logic of the blind man and the lame man. And the idea is that a blind man may be very strong, but he can't go anywhere because he's blind. He can't see his way. And a lame man or a crippled person may be able to see very clearly, but he also can't go anywhere because he's crippled. But if the blind man who's strong takes the crippled person on his shoulders, he can see, and together they can make progress. So Srila Prabhupada applied that logic to India and America. That America was very strong in material resources and technology, but they were blind spiritually. They didn't know where to go. And India, especially after so many centuries of foreign domination and exploitation, became a little crippled materially, but it had that spiritual vision from the Vedas. So Prabhupada's idea was that if India's spiritual culture and American technology combine, then there can be tremendous progress all over the world. So that's the spirit of cooperation that we're that's the basis of our activities. And it actually sounds very easy. In a way, it is easy, but it requires that we should not be in the bodily concept of life, identifying with the body, which many people do. But to see everyone, Pandita Samadarshana, see everyone as Atma, part and parcel of Paramatma, and work together for the pleasure of Paramatma. So I'm very glad that you all came today. You're very, we're fortunate that you came, and I think you're also blessed to have that idea to come here and spend time here. So in that spirit of cooperation, it'll be nice if we have more association together and see how best we can serve the Paramatma. And it's also stated in various places that as we began, Janmadiyasiyataha, Krishna is the root, is like the root of all creation. And all the different living entities, human beings, animals, birds, aquatics, plants, they are all like branches and twigs and leaves on the tree. So if you pour water on the root of the tree, all the different parts will be nourished. So in the same way, if we water the root, Krishna, we serve Krishna, then through the medium of serving Krishna, we can serve all of humanity and all living entities. So that's the secret, and that's what we're trying to do, and I'm sure that we could work very nicely together. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions or comments? You've already asked. Good.
But we all thank you for sparing your time for us. We are really blessed.
Well, thank you.
We are really lucky to have you with us today. We could hear you. It was really our pleasure to have you.
And I think this is the second time I have heard you once with Blind Man Association. I think you were there.
Radha Swami Maharaj was there.
That's a very good question. The chanting, there is a whole science, but the basic idea is that that God is absolute, and therefore His name and He are the same. Like in the material world or the relative world, the name and the person are different. For example, if I miss someone and the person is, say, in America, and I sit here chanting the person's name, it doesn't do anything because the person's name and the person are different. But when I chant God's name, Krishna's name, because He's absolute, so He's present when I chant. And because He is full of pleasure, so by chanting His name and associating with Him, I become happy. And because He is all pure, the supreme pure, by chanting His name, I also become purified. And you're actually associating with Krishna, or as someone said, coming closer to Krishna. And as I mentioned, you can do anywhere. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says there's no hard and fast rules for chanting. So while you're walking, you can chant. While you're doing work in the house, you can chant. While you're riding in the car, you can chant. There's no hard and fast rules. Of course, if you can get up early, that's the best time for any spiritual practice. And the good company that's also good for any spiritual practice. Oh, I think it's coming very soon. All right, so we will let you get ready for the aarti. Hare Krishna.